Yeah, go ahead. Give God praise. Let's enter into a time of prayer. And just go ahead and lift your heart to the Lord and identify and declare the fact that there is no God like our God. All other gods are false gods. Only Jehovah God of the Bible is the one true God. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Offer up praise in your heart right now. Thank Him for His redemption that you have through Jesus Christ. Thank Him for His love, His mercy, His grace. That is from everlasting to everlasting. Mighty is our God. He is a God of mercy. He is a God of grace. A God of forgiveness. Aren't you glad of that? Thank Him for that. Thank Him for His forgiveness. I'll just worship Him. Love Him. Open up your heart and your spirit and your mind right now and tell God you want Him to speak to you through His Word today. Ask Him to help your faith to grow and develop. Ask Him to help our unbelief. We want to be believers that demonstrate that day by day. Now pray for the man of God that God has chosen to be the new pastor here. We don't know his name yet, but we know that God has chosen him. Thank God that he is a man of the Word, a strong man of faith, a man that loves the Word of God. He is a man that loves God's church. Thank Him for that. A man that is compassionate. A man that's uncompromising in every way. A man with vision. A man that will be able to look out onto the fields that are white, all ready to harvest. Now pray for our church. Pray that we would be people of vision. That we would be people of faith. That we would walk obediently to the Lord. And follow good leadership. Thank God that we are a unified people. We know how to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we know how to love our neighbors as ourselves. And we have a passion for Mountain Grove. We want to see Mountain Grove one to Jesus Christ. We want to love out loud in this community. We want to give and share the gospel uncompromisingly, unashamedly. Now thank God for who He is, who you are in Christ. Give Him praise in your heart right now. Just give Him praise. Isn't God great? Isn't God good to you? He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Thank Him for that. Give Him praise. And we pray all of this, Father, in the strong, strong name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Let's sing this morning, The Solid Rock. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground. I think that's probably a good idea that we need to sing this song standing up, because it on Christ the solid rock I stand. Can't sing it sitting down. Let's sing it. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. Every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, pressed in his righteousness alone, but less to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Pastor Jay is speaking on faith, so we're going to sing this morning, Faith is the Victory. Do you believe that faith is the victory?
Amen.
Let's sing it together. Encamped along the hills of light, ye Christian soldiers rise and press the battle ere the night shall veil the glowing skies. Against the foe and veils below, let all our strength be hurled. Faith is a victory we know that overcomes the world. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. His banner over us is love, our sword the word of God. We tread the road the saints above with shouts of triumph broad. By faith they like a whirlwind's breath swept on o'er every field. The faith by which they conquered death is still our shining shield. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world. To him that overcomes the bull, white raiment shall be dim. Before the angels he shall know his name confessed in heaven. Then onward from the hills of light, our hearts with love aflame, will vanquish all the hosts of night in Jesus' conquering name. Faith is a victory, faith is a victory. Oh, glorious victory that overcomes the world.
Thank you. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your opportunity to come here and worship and hear the message, and that it touch our hearts and give us guidance to go through the week and the rest of the year. Guide us and protect us, and use our tithes and offerings and multiply them and use them for your will. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
There is not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can. He proved his love for me when he died on Calvary. He gave his life for fallen men. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last through all eternity. Jesus wants to love you. There is none above you. You are precious in his sight. He will never fail you when the doubts assail you. He'll be with you day and night. and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last through all eternity. His love is a boundless love, and it reaches down and touches me. His love is an endless love that will last through all eternity. Standing at the station, ooh, listening for departure orders, looking toward the eastern sky. Everyone's excited, ooh, talking about that celebration. It's coming real soon, in the by and by. I'm taking the first flight out to that beautiful city. I'm taking the first flight out to where we'll be forevermore. I'm ready to go, I know that I am, 'cause I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm taking the first flight out to that beautiful shore. Here's your invitation, ooh, to a celebration that is coming. Jesus, my Lord, already paid the fare. Make your reservation, ooh, for any moment we'll be leaving. There's only one flight that'll take you there. I'm taking the first flight out to that beautiful city. I'm taking the first flight out to where we'll be forevermore. I'm ready to go, I know that I am, 'cause I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm taking the first flight out to that beautiful shore. I'm taking the first flight out to that beautiful shore.
Thank you, ladies.
You know,
what's God's favorite music? Maybe bluegrass. Maybe it's Southern gospel. Maybe it's old hymns. Maybe it's contemporary. You know what God's favorite music is? It's a music that's worship to Him that comes from a pure heart. He doesn't care what style it is, as long as it comes from our heart to Him, to worship Him. Let's stand together, if you would, just before Pastor Jay comes to speak. Word of God, speak. That's what we wanted to do today. God, speak to us through your word. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Let's sing it together again. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. You can be seated.
Amen. Kent, thank you. And that's exactly what we want to happen today, for the Word of God to speak to us. Boy, the Dobsons did a great job, didn't they? I bet there's a lot of picking and grinning at their house all the time. That's good. And Kent and praise team, praise band, thank you all very much. Well, turn to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, please. Chapter 11. Get your listening sheet out, ready to go with a pen or pencil. All right, what's our overall theme? Faith. Everybody say it. Faith. All right. And we started that a couple of weeks ago, and we're going to be doing that for some time as we look at this concept of faith. Now, I heard about a husband and wife that were engaged in an argument, and the wife said to her husband, as she was really venting some very, very intense displeasure. Man, you ever had that? You don't need to nod your head. Just stay with the story. And she said to him, "Why are you always using the word my house, my car, my children, my money? I'm your wife, and we should be sharing everything, and you should be saying our." Well, he was not paying any attention to her. Can you imagine that, ladies? He was not paying any attention, and without saying a word, he just continued looking all around the bedroom, and finally he got down on his knees. He was looking under the bed, and she was quite exasperated, and she said, "What are you looking for?" And again, without grimacing or anything, he looked up at her and he said, "I'm looking for our shoe." Well, I want to talk to you this morning about our church, our faith, and our future. Faith and the future. Over the next few minutes, that's what I want to talk to you about. Hebrews chapter 11, one of the greatest verses in all of Scripture. Now, the whole chapter we recognize as the faith chapter. It is an amazing chapter, the whole chapter. I would encourage you to read it and study it this week. But we're just focusing in on this one verse this morning. And it's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's where we want to look at today. Let me give you these four things for your listening sheet. Number one, faith defined. Faith defined. Now, you know, if there's one word that sums up the totality of the Christian life, it must be this word faith. It is the beginning of the Christian life, it is the middle of the Christian life, and it is the end of the Christian life. And this one verse right here, the faith chapter, this phenomenal chapter of faith in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, it gives us a very clear-cut definition of faith. It says that faith is substance. Say that word with me. Substance. Say it again. Substance. Faith is substance. And it says faith is evidence. Say that word. Evidence. So it is substance. It is evidence. It is ground. It is hope. It is assurance. Now, let's break this apart. First of all, it is substance. Now it says the substance of things what? Nope, stay with me. The substance of things what? Hoped for. Hoped for. We'll get around to not seeing here in just a minute. but its substance of things hoped for. Now, let me illustrate both of these things very simply this morning. And it is substance, and it is substance of things hoped for. So I come up to a chair, and we really don't go through this in our mind. We just really take things for granted. Because the fact of the matter is, I'm assuming this chair is stable enough to hold me up, or at least I hope it is. I hope so. I mean, it seems pretty solid. It seems pretty stable. And I'm not nearly as stout as some of you guys. Why should I wonder or worry about the fact that this chair is able to hold me up? Now, I need it to provide substance for me. I'm hoping it will hold my body and not let me down. You ever been let down? And I'm hoping this chair does its thing today. So let's try it. Give this chair an applause. Come on, come on, come on. It did it. It did it. It provided substance so I could put my substance on it and apply myself to this chair. And all the while, I was hoping it wouldn't mess up this illustration. So it provided substance for things hoped for. Now, what's this a definition of? Say the word. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, isn't that what the Bible says? That faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now, let me ask you this. You got anything you're hoping for in your life? Probably. And so, God wants us to function by faith on a day-by-day, moment-by-moment basis. Faith is the beginning of the Christian life. Faith is the middle of the Christian life. And faith is the end of the Christian life. And faith needs to get us through day by day, moment by moment. It is substance. Now, let me ask you this. Does this mean that if God says to go jump off a cliff that He's going to take care of us, that we should do that? If God says that we need to go jump off a cliff and He's going to take care of us, should we do that? I'm hearing discrepancies here. Listen to what I ask you. If God says that we should go jump off a cliff and He's going to take care of us, should we do that? That could be a long sermon. And some of you are thinking, well, what's different? The truth of that question, the answer to that is, yes, it does. Yes, it does. But, nowhere in God's book do I read where God instructs us to go jump off a cliff. Everybody stay with me here. Everybody following what I just said. I did ask you the question. If God says we should go jump off a cliff and He's going to take care of us, should we do that? The answer is yes. But I did clarify for you that nowhere. Now, if you find it, bring it to me. But nowhere in this book do I find that God instructs His kids to go jump off a cliff. He said, I wouldn't ask my child to do something that's not good for their welfare and their well-being. And I want you to know that God doesn't ask His children to do something that's not good for their own welfare and their own well-being. You following all that? True Bible faith is not an emotional hope-so. It is a real conviction or ground or solidarity based on the Word of God. Now look at this. Write these down as we go through them. You've seen this before. I've talked about it many times. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? The what? The Word of God. So now what's the overarching theme we're talking about here? It's faith. And where do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so yes, it is substance of things hoped for. And where do you get your hope? Where does God build up your hope inside of you? He does it through the Word of God. It is based on factual evidence of the Word of God. It is real conviction. It is real ground. It is real solidarity based on the Word of God. That's what gives it substance, my friend. And the sooner you learn that, the more exciting your journey gets day by day, moment by moment. Now, let me stop here just for a moment before I show you the last part of this, and that is that God will lead you to develop your faith based on the Word of God. So just get ready. When you say, okay, well, I'm okay functioning by faith, well, get ready, because if you're okay functioning by faith, and we need to be okay functioning by faith, and we need to get okay functioning by faith, but if you're okay functioning by faith, God's going to put that to the test. God's going to challenge you on that, and God's going to put you in circumstances and situations where you get a chance to actually demonstrate that, and you get a chance, and you'll understand that as we go throughout this message. You'll get a chance to illustrate that and demonstrate that. But we need to come to grips with the fact that faith is the substance of things what? Hope for. It is the substance of things hoped for. And later in this in these points, I think point number three, I'm going to give you some simple steps to apply here. But faith is the substance of things hoped for. All right, now, here's the next part of that. Look at that verse. Now then, faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the what? Evidence. So faith is substance and faith is evidence. It's proof. You see, true faith is based solely upon scriptural facts. Write that down. True faith is based solely upon scriptural facts. That's very important that we understand that. So we're going to hook our faith up to facts. And where are we going to get the facts? From God's Word. We're going to get the facts from God's Word. And the more you exercise your faith in yourself in God's Word, the more your faith's going to grow. How do I know that? Well, we just read it. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so the more you exercise yourself in God's Word. That's why it's so vitally important when we come to God's house that we're in God's Word. That's why when we go to Sunday school, you ought to be in God's Word. And don't just do it on Sundays. You ought to be in God's Word. Daily. You ought to be in God's Word and let God's Word get into you. It's so vital so that we can function by faith. Faith is based solely upon scriptural facts, not on impressions. Well, it's my impression that God probably meant. I don't want to know what God probably meant. I want to know what God meant. So it's not just a matter of our impressions or our experiences. Well, now, you know, in my Christian journey, well, you can tell me about your Christian journey, and I'm excited about that, but I'll just be the first to tell you that if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, I'm going to challenge your Christian journey or what you call your Christian journey. And I tell you what, I've had lots of people share those kind of stories with me over the years. Man, the Spirit had me do that. And I said, well, what Spirit? Because it doesn't line up with the Word of God, and so I want to say to you, it wasn't the Holy Spirit. So it's not just your impressions, it's not just your experiences. Listen, and we'll talk about that even tonight when we see this video that we're going to see tonight. That if you've got, and there are religions, whole religions that are based on experiential theology. And I've dealt with lots of them over the years, lots of people that are into those types of things. And let me tell you something. I've had my phone ring at midnight before from individuals that embrace experiential theology, and when their experience goes south, they don't know what to do with God. Matter of fact, they even question whether or not God's alive. Because if you build your Christianity on experiential theology, and all of a sudden you hit an experience that's like a brick wall, you don't know what to do with it. Now, it's critical, folks, that we grasp this. Now, let me also say to you, I've had phenomenal, say that word with me, phenomenal experiences as a result of solid theology. God will do that for you. So you build your theology from the theology book, and then God will manifest experiences for you, but they will not be extra-biblical or contra-biblical. They will be biblical experiences. And if you read the book, you can get in some pretty exciting experiences, my friend. And so it's not on impressions or experiences or philosophies or opinions. It has nothing to do with probabilities, but it has everything to do with the Word of God. Faith is not necessarily unreasonable, but it is not contingent upon reason. Faith is negated by doubt. Somebody here today needs to hear that, because there's been some circumstances, and you may be in some circumstances right now, or you may have been in some circumstances where you said, I guess I just don't have enough faith. You've got enough faith, my friend. It's not a matter of the amount of your faith. You need to find out what God is saying about your situation and your circumstance, and then don't doubt. Now, the devil's going to want you to doubt. And you may say, well, look at all these circumstances. Remember what we talked about the last couple of weeks about Abraham and calling those things that are not as though they are? And I pointed out the verse to you that says, let God be true and every man a liar. Listen, it doesn't matter about your circumstances. It matters about God and what God wants to do in the midst of your circumstances. Now, faith is not necessarily our business to understand something or to know in advance how God is going to do it. Wow, that goes against our Western mindset, doesn't it? Okay, God, you know the circumstance here. You know my situation. If you'll please explain to me exactly every step that's going to take place and where you're going to get me through it. Well, fat chance you're going to get that out of God. He just wants you to walk through it, my friend. Put your hand in His and walk into it. And sometimes you're walking into darkness. But when you're walking in the light with God, my friend, it's not that dark. And some of you could give testimony today to say, listen, preacher, I know what you're talking about because I've been there. And God's able. Say that with me. God is able. Say it again. God is able. Somebody here today needs to hear that because of the circumstance and the situation that you're in. And I'm saying to you, God is able. So it's not our business to try to understand something or to try to know in advance how God's going to work it out or how God's going to do it. But faith is our business to believe that God can and will. Faith is evidence. Evidence of what? Evidence of what? Not read it. It's substance of things hoped for, and it's evidence of things what? Not seen. It's evidence. Evidence of things what? Not seen. Now, I never know from week to week how long a sermon's going to be. I just preach until I'm through. You've discovered that, haven't you? So I thought I would bring you a mid-sermon snack today. Isn't that nice? Matter of fact, I used to have a guy in Branson. He would call me up. Not every Saturday night, but frequently on Saturday night, and harass me. I know it's hard for you to believe that anybody would harass me. I just settled it a long, long time ago that it sort of falls in the category of what goes around comes around. You know what I mean? And so when I get harassed, I just figure I deserve it. And so he would call me. Probably at least every other Saturday night. And he'd say, hey, preacher, me and my family are getting ready for church tomorrow. We're laying our clothes out and we're getting ready. Man, we're excited about being there. And I suppose you know what you're going to preach. I said, yeah, Dennis, it's Saturday night. I know what I'm going to preach. Well, listen, he says, since we're getting ready for church tomorrow, I just wondered how long the sermon's going to be, because we want to know, do we pack one sandwich or two? So Dennis, quit calling me here. Quit harassing me. What a funny guy. We were great friends. And so I've got some snacks back here for you, for everybody, just to give you enough energy to get through the rest of the sermon. Isn't that great? Some of you think it's great. Some of you, since you can't see it, you're not really that excited about it, are you? I mean, you're thinking I might. You're thinking I might be crazy enough to have a mid-sermon snack. But the fact of the matter is, I do. I know you can't see it, but you've got to have... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Faith in what the preacher says here. Because that's how you're going to get the evidence. Because when God says, here it is, even though you can't see it, faith is not only substance, but faith is evidence. Evidence. All right. Cade, bring somebody with you. Come on down here. Come on down here. Yeah. Wake him up and send him down here. Cade, bring another guy with you. We're going to need two guys up there. I need two guys from over here. I need two guys from here and two guys from here. So come on. Two and two and two, he's got. So come on down here. We're going to distribute this mid-sermon snack. Get one of those bags and one of these bags. All right. So you got to just take one and then one of these bags. And then just... one of you go to the back and one to the front. And Cade, get here. Everybody get one of those and one of these. Okay. There you go. There. Pardon? Yeah, up top. Yeah, you guys up top.
One of both bags?
One of both bags. We're missing somebody here.
We got two down there still.
Got what? Got two. Yep. Does everybody have it back? Did some group not? Did I need two more guys?
Uh-oh.
What group? So one of you start from the back, one from the front, and then Cade got. Here we go. Huh? Start from the front. Start from the back. Here, take one of these with you too. This is for the trash. Now, don't leave trash in the... and go ahead and eat them. You're going to need the nourishment. What? Just pass the trash bag, because I don't want you to leave your wrappers here. I don't want Jessica to have to pick it up. Now, I had it back there. I had these snacks back there. So everybody get one. I don't get a handful. I don't have that many. We have to ask God to feed the 5,000 with just a few... few candy bars here, man. And then just pass the trash bag around, because just when you open that up, don't leave your trash for Jessica to pick up. Okay, everybody get one. Help yourself. A little energy to get you through the sermon. I'm gonna get you sugared up. Man, I'll tell you what, the Dobson family gets you sugared up. Boy, they were good, weren't they? I mean, I realize you couldn't see it, But I said I had some snacks for you back there. You know, I've got a, what did you say? Drinks, yeah. I'm selling those outside there. There's a method to my madness. All right, everybody get one? And like I said, don't leave your trash sitting around there. We have enough up in the balcony? Okay.
Thank you.
There you go. Faith is substance of things what? Hoped for, and the evidence of things what? Not seen. I think I've told you this before. I've got a plaque in my office that says, only he who sees the invisible. I'll get one afterwards here. Only he who sees the invisible will attempt the impossible. And I believe that. And the reason a person would do that is because nothing is impossible with God. With God. That's faith defined. Faith is substance, and faith is evidence. But you see, our Western mindset, we think we got to have everything figured out. We think we got to have God figured out. Let me tell you something. You'll never have God figured out. Not this side of heaven. But we think God owes that to us. And the fact of the matter is, he wants us day by day not to walk by sight, but to walk by what? Faith. He wants us to walk by faith. And so you're not going to figure God out on that. You've got to just follow him. But in order to follow him, your faith needs to be hooked to facts. And where do you get the facts? From Scripture, from the Word of God. It's critical. I hope you're seeing, besides just good eating at church, that this is practical. This is practical living day by day. All right, let me move into point number two. Man alive, am I going to have to split this one up too? Faith declared. Faith declared. All right, so turn to Romans 4:17 with me. I think I've got it up here. Romans 4:17. And we actually looked at this the last couple of weeks, you remember. So Romans 4:17. God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. That's another tremendous definition of faith. Calling those things that are not as though they are. Calling those things that are not as though they are. Now, that's what we need to do. This is faith declared. We need to call those things that are not as though they are. By the time we're through with this sermon, I hope you see that it's really practical. Calling those things that are not as though they are. So let's learn to declare our faith in God. I think that's the next slide there. Declare your faith in God. Declare your faith in Jesus Christ. Declare your faith in God's Word. Declare your faith in our church. We need to declare that. We need to speak that forth. We need to live by that. Do you, in fact, believe in God? Well, we need to declare it. Be unashamed of it. Do we have a relationship with God? Yes. Declare your faith in Jesus Christ. Do you have that relationship with him? Almost everybody here does. Not everybody. I'll just venture to say in a crowd like this, not everybody is saved. But but most of us here this morning are saved. And so we need to learn to declare, to speak it forth, to declare our faith in God, to declare our faith in Jesus Christ, to declare our faith in God's Word. Do you believe that's God's Word? Do you embrace it as God's Word? Do you accept it as God's Word? Now, it's easy to sit here on Sunday morning church and say, oh yeah, yeah, I do. But then you read something that you think, oh, I'm not sure I want to do that. Well, it's either God's Word or it isn't, and it's either all of God's Word or it isn't. So is it? Is it God's Word from Genesis to Revelation? I tell you what, I've gotten to the point over the years, somewhere along the line, I said, you know what? I believe this is God's Word from the index to maps. I'm just that ignorant. It either is all God's Word or it's not God's Word at all. Now, again, let me say what I just said a while ago. You can sit here in Sunday morning church and say, oh yeah, I believe that, Jay. Well, wait till Tuesday and you're reading it and God says, okay, I want you to do this. You need to be living like this. Oh, really? If it's in here, it's God's Word. Everybody following that? So we need to declare our faith in God. We need to declare our faith in Jesus Christ. We need to declare our faith in God's Word. We need to declare our faith in our church. This is the body of Christ. This is the body of Christ. God's put us in here as lively stones. What kind of stones? Lively stones. You get that from the book of Hebrews. We're lively stones. We're planted into the body of Christ. So let's not be dead stones. Let's be lively stones. And we're part of the body of Christ. I believe in the church. I believe in God's people. I believe in God's church. I believe in God's redeemed people. And so we need to declare that. We need to declare that and exercise that. Let's not just sit here and do nothing. That's not what we're all about. We are blood-bought believers in Jesus Christ. Are you? Blood-bought believers in Jesus Christ. We are part of the redeemed. We are the church. We are the church. Now, there are other parts of the church and other meeting in other places today, but we are the church. And we've chosen to become the First Baptist Church of Mountain Grove. The First Baptist Church of Mountain Grove. Now, First Baptist Church of Mountain Grove is not in the book, but we have chosen to be the First Baptist Church of Mountain Grove. And that's a good thing. And God wants us to be that. We've come to the First Baptist Church building of Mountain Grove for worship this morning, but when we leave here in just a few minutes, we are to go out there and be the church. Out to a world that desperately needs our Jesus. God has blessed us, hasn't He? He's blessed us individually. He's blessed us as church. He's given us a wonderful heritage. And He is doing phenomenal things right here in and through First Baptist Church presently. He's been doing that. And we have a grand future ahead of us because He has a grand future ahead of us. We need to declare that. We need to declare that God is doing good things in our midst, and God has good things ahead for us. We need to join our hearts and our hands and our billfolds together to trust God to do things in our midst abundantly above all that we could even ask or think. You'll find that in Ephesians chapter 3. I think I've got it here for you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all, I call that God's AAA club. Do you see abundantly above all? That AAA? So you can call on God You ever been out there and needed to call AAA? Well, daily I have to do that when I call upon God, because He is able. I have determined, I have discovered that He is able to do what? Abundantly above all. Now look at this. That we ask or think. Whoa! Let me give you a little insight about this preacher here. I'm able to think pretty big, a lot bigger than I am tall. But you know what I've discovered? That God is able to do what? Abundantly, above all that I could even ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Do you believe that? Well, it's in the Word. And then God may ask you to function by faith and declare that. And declare that. Now get ready, because He's got a great future ahead for the people that we call First Baptist Church of Mountain Grove. If in fact we're willing and able to walk in faith. So let's trust God to do great and mighty things in our midst that we don't even know about. That's Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Write that down. We've got it right here. Call to me, and I will answer you and show you, look at that, great and mighty things which you don't even know. Great and mighty, what's God want to do in our midst? Great and mighty things that we don't even know about yet. How's that going to happen? Well, it's going to happen by faith. It's going to happen by faith. Because do you believe that God is able to manifest Himself and show you great and mighty things that we don't even know about? Let's declare it. Let's speak forth truth. Let's speak forth light. Let's speak forth love. Let's speak forth faith. Let's speak forth life. Now, we don't have to do this. You don't have to. You can just do church as usual, day by day, week by week. Let me tell you, there are a lot of churches that are just doing church as usual. Old Vance Havner used to say, you know, most churches start at 11 o'clock sharp and end at 12 o'clock dull. You ever been in any of those kind of services? Yeah, sure we have. Sure we have. So we don't have to do this. We don't have to believe that God's able to do abundantly above all. We don't have to believe that God wants to show Himself strong and mighty on our behalf. We don't have to do that. I mean, we could speak forth death. There are a lot of churches that are doing that. A lot of churches that are speaking forth death instead of life. We could function by speaking forth criticism. You ever had that happen in church? I mean, there's been times that in church I've wanted to say, hey, now before I preach today, I'd like to call on Sister Bertha and ask her to stand and just give us a word of criticism before we go any further. I hope we don't have a Bertha in here. It'd be the way I function. Can you imagine me saying something I shouldn't? there's no reason for that, is there? No. When we can speak forth life, we can speak forth love, we can speak forth faith. That's what we need to be doing. Or a word of doubt. Man, let me tell you, you get in some business meetings. I've even been in some of yours. I'm thinking, don't speak forth doubt. We need to stop and think about that. Am I doubting? And I'm not saying you shouldn't speak against anything that's coming up in business meeting. You need to discuss that. But if it's coming from a heart of doubt, are we really trusting God or are we not? Or negativism? Man alive, how many times in church do we spew out a bunch of poison that's just nothing but negative? God hasn't called us to do that kind of thing, my friend. Not with the family of God. Not with brothers and sisters in Christ. Why would we? Why would we when we can speak forth faith, when we can speak forth love, when we can speak forth life, when we can say, you know what, let's trust God on this. I believe God wants to show himself strong and powerful on our behalf. Let's trust God in this. I believe God's able to do abundantly above all that we can even ask or think or dream about. Amen. Why would we speak forth anything except the power and the presence and the provision of our mighty God? Let's learn as the family of God to exalt His name together. That's Psalm 34:3. I think I've got that up there. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt His name together. The name of Jesus Christ. It's not about the preacher. It's not about the deacons. It's going to shock some of you. It ain't about you. It's about Jesus Christ. That's why we're here. Let us exalt His name together. And let's watch Him function as we function by faith. Let's watch Him manifest His power and His presence in and for and through us as a church. Okay, well, that's point number two. And we're going to stop. Don't miss next week. I got a lot more to say. We got two more points. Read the whole chapter of Hebrews 11 this week. Will you do that? Read the whole chapter. Matter of fact, read it every day. Read it every day. The whole chapter. It won't take you long, 5 minutes or less. The whole chapter. Don't just speed read it. Read it carefully. Hebrews chapter 11. And we'll come back to verse 1. And verse 1 says, faith is the what? It's substance. It's the substance of things what? Hoped for. And it's the evidence of what? Things not seen. Faith is substance, and faith is evidence. All right, I got two more points, and we'll look at them, the Lord willing, next Sunday morning. Don't miss it. And function by faith this week. He might even put you to the test already. He might even challenge you, just see if you really mean business. If you say, well, I want to live by faith. And we do, my friend. That's an exciting journey with Jesus. An exciting journey with Jesus. All right, you got to be in the Word and let the Word get into you. All right. Don't expect a snack every week, I'll just tell you that right now. Sometimes you're just going to have to grin and bear it. Let me pray with you. Father, thank you so much for your people. I thank you for your people. And thank you for the journey that we're on together, a journey of faith. That's an exciting journey. It's not about us, it's about you. It's about your Word. And Father, I thank you that faith is how you want us to function. And faith is substance. And faith is evidence. And thank you so much for how exciting it is to walk in faith. And I pray that you'd help us to know the facts of your Word so that we can hook our faith to the facts and allow you to show yourself strong and powerful on our behalf, to allow you to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even dream about, according to the power that works in us. And we give you praise today in Jesus' name.